We are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Garrett Tomlinson. He is the senior director with the Métis Nation of Alberta. Join us on right now, Ryan Dow. I guess first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, my pleasure, Kyle.
All right, main thing we want to talk about today is the bill that's in the House of Commons right now, Bill C-53, which would basically be a bill that would essentially recognize the Métis governments in Alberta and also a couple of other provinces. I know you've been involved in this for a little while. Why don't you give us a little background as to what exactly this bill sort of entails?
Yeah, for sure. So Bill C-53, really it's reconciliation and action in Canada. In 1982, the Métis were recognized in Canada's constitution as one of the Aboriginal peoples in Canada. But it's taken, you know, over 40 years for the government of Canada to get to the point of putting legislation in that recognizes Métis governments. And that recognition follows a series of self-government agreements that the Métis Nation of Alberta has signed with Canada, as well as the historic ratification of the Métis constitution in Alberta that happened in 2023. In the fall, where it was the largest ratification of an Indigenous constitution in Canadian history.
And some Métis leaders have been saying that this bill would kind of set the stage for some treaties on internal matters. What are kind of some things that you'd be hoping to kind of see come out of that?
Yeah, so the self-government legislation, Bill C-53, really creates a framework for us to negotiate modern treaties with the government of Canada and the Métis Nation. Covering areas that are internal to our governments, like citizenship, leadership selection, structure of our government, how we care for children and family, and CFS files, and those sorts of things. Really pulling that jurisdiction back within Métis governments and having it recognized by Canada.
And there has been quite a bit of a debate on this bill going on in the House of Commons over the past little while, and looks like it'll also be resuming again in a few weeks here. What are kind of some of the things that you're seeing come out of those debates as you're following along with this?
Yeah, so I mean, there is a lot of debate, and it's actually unprecedented to see self-government legislation debated in this way by the House of Commons. There's never been, of the 27 other Indigenous, self-governing Indigenous nations, their legislation has actually never made it through more than one committee hearing. So to see this series of more than half a dozen in the debate that's happening, it's a bit unusual. You know, our desire as the Métis Nation is to see this process move forward quite quickly. Like I say, it is reconciliation in action, and waited for over 40 years to see this action. So our hope is that parliamentarians do their due diligence and move this along quite quickly.
Now, there has been some opposition to this from some First Nation groups saying that it could erode some of their own rights. Do you feel that that is a thing that could potentially come out of this?
No, I don't. I mean, in Canada, Aboriginal rights aren't a zero-sum game. The rights of the Métis don't come at the expense of First Nations, and the rights of First Nations as they pursue self-government don't come at the expense of the Métis either. It really is about reconciliation, moving all of our nations forward in the best way possible.
And finally, I guess as you're kind of, again, the debates on this are supposed to start up in the House of Commons here, I believe around the end of the month. What's kind of, I guess, sort of your level of optimism right now on seeing this bill getting passed?
You know, I'm optimistic. Again, I think this has been a long time in the making. I've had the unique opportunity to be a part of this process, you know, as a Métis citizen from the Peace Country and driving this process forward over the past 6 years with the Métis Nation of Alberta through these agreements and moving our constitution forward. So it's a really unique opportunity for Canada to move these along, and I think most parliamentarians recognize that, and I'm optimistic that they'll we'll get it moved along and see it passed.
Will be interesting to see how this goes along. Garrett Tomlinson with the Métis Nation of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Sure appreciate it.